Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tone, leave your message after the tone.
Weirdos of the world unite, welcome back to this second and final part of the walk down memory lane, rifling through the Argos catalogue to try and find some brilliant things we've forgotten. Coming up, Auntie's nudes, Nana's sing-alongs, and the carer is fucking the rich. It would only make sense here, really, wouldn't it? Now, we have to start by giving you, yes, that's you who's listened to this, the diehards, the regs, the needy, actually, the greedy, very greedy, I'm always very giving, a massive shout out, because these two best ofs were only made possible with your very generous support. So thank you so much for everyone for making this happen. We really hope you're getting your money's worth. And if you're not, write a letter to somebody. I mean, no one's going to get back to you, so fuck yeah. Remember, we know you're listening, and even at this stage in the game, bringing new pals in off the street and into the pub is very much welcomed. So tag us, message us, stalk us on the Instagram at AfterTheTonePOD. It will be lovely to hear from you. This is the final part of the best ofs, but stick around, friends, because we've got some gossip about what's happening next. Rumour is there's another dose of ATT planned, and you'll get to hear what me and the other ATD producers are up to in our real life. So get yourself comfy, make sure you've got a big mug of something delicious, please, and throw yourself onto that sofa and into the lives of some complete strangers. Enjoy.
Something horrible and hilarious has happened to me this morning, and I know I should keep it to myself, but I also want to tell people and for the reaction, because keeping it to myself might make me crazy. About 20 years ago, I was a photography student. I do have a lot of cameras, and I'm just decluttering. And a couple of years ago, an aunt gave me a couple of Polaroid cameras that she had in her room and in her house. So as I'm like decluttering now in my own place, I'm finding her two cameras, and inside the box for one of them, there's a Polaroid. And I, because I had my own Polaroid camera back in the student days, I think that this is mine. And this Polaroid that's in the bottom of the box is something I took. So I turn it over and have a good look, and I recognise my old bed, but then I realise that I'm looking at a picture of my aunt, who's now in her 70s, naked except for stockings, with her hands tied to the headboard. Actually, I'm regretting leaving this message because it's talking about it, it actually clarified the image in my mind that I'm trying to forget. It's only been an hour or so.
Oh, that's tickled me funny. And has. Oh, this is the overshares that we absolutely love and adore. Could you imagine how mortified you would feel? I mean, I just wonder if the aunt has got any inclination, like, oh, fuck, I've left that in the bottom of the... Do you know, like, this is the thing. In the future, people are going to find the digital nudes that they don't want to see. They're all on the cloud. People are going to see them, be rifling through you. Just be a fine thing. Now, this was from our call from Colin. Not Colin. I can't forget it right even now. So Colin got the name. I, for weeks, was talking to Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you? Yeah, yeah, fine. Colin, 1 week, pipes up and says, my name's not Colin. I'm Colin from Glasgow, as in, I am calling from Glasgow. So for weeks, I was calling this poor one Colin. So then Colin became Colin, not Colin. Convoluted. It's actually not funny. It's so funny because it's the most ridiculous arse about tit, which I think you have become accustomed to in this prime establishment. Thank you so much, Colin, not Colin, in Glasgow. You're sharing your trauma for our entertainment value, essentially. There's something quite sinister that the fact that she was tied to your bed is where... pair of stockings. Which denier? That's what I want to know. Was that a thick stocking? These are the hard-hitting questions. Anyway, let's move on whilst we still can. We're moving on to our first call from Lovely B. Lovely B in the bath in Brighton.
This is B. Beautiful black B in Brighton. Why am I ringing? Well, I'm ringing because I'm in the bath and I'm listening to After the Tone. And I love the podcast. I love being in the pub, the little community centre. It's been a massive part of my life at the moment. I am going through a divorce, which is obviously really fucking shit. And I am trying to look after my mentals and stay conscious and stay not serene, because that would be a lie. You can't really, you can't separate after 11 years and stay serene throughout it. That would be bullshit. So I'm just trying to stay present, basically, and I'm trying to stay as loving as possible. I feel really, I feel free, actually. I feel really liberated. And basically, the moral of the story is don't try to squeeze your poly queer arse into a mononormative relationship, because it doesn't work. I finally fucking got a message, which is amazing. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Lovely B. And B became all the Bs, because B would always call us from the bath. So beautiful black B in a bath in Brighton. It just became easier to say all the Bs. And there's something about our relationship with B, which I think is really synonymous of the relationship that we have with you, the listeners, which is you bring us along for the ride of your life, right? There are these moments that happen that you share with the hope that we might all be able to learn from them. But there's also like a lot of humor and a lot of lightness. And what I really love is that people become like celebrities of the pub, all the Bs being one of them, you know, all the Bs turning up to Alive and people be like, oh, I love you. and these like connections and friendships that are made because people once spent the night with each other at the pub and they now have friendships outside of it. And B was just a beautiful demonstration of what can happen when people take the courage to just go, oh, fuck it, I'm not going to care what I sound like. I'm not going to worry about what I say. I'm just going to share something and it will be okay. And then you can't fucking shut people up. Speaking of which, speaking of trying to fucking shut people up, my God, this one, she'd leave fucking hour-long monologues. Anyone thought it was her podcast? She became affectionately known in the pub as Nana JRF. And of course, we couldn't do a best of without having a little bit of a ditty from JRF.
Kitty cat sitting in the parking lot. Sun beating down and my pussy got hot, a hot pussy. What a cute little cat. I had a cute, hot pussy. There was a young woman from Ryde who ate a green apple and died. The fruit fermented inside the lamented, and cider grew inside her insides. How do you like that? Any road, love and light, and God bless to you all, and a big kiss from that JRF. Bye!
I just love, I absolutely love that people started to develop their own theme tunes. Like, people had catchphrases. And every time I think of JRF, it's really hard not to think of, I can't even do it. It's the Botox, my lips don't work in the same way. That's what she said. Here we go. Love and light for me, JRF. Bye-bye. It's like people have these like moments, like, you know, when Pauline from Wolverhampton is calling, because you just hear the sort of surrounding sounds of people's houses and you think, I know who this is going to be. I know who this is going to be. Beautiful, stunning, lovely. My God, my cheeks are hurting. Laughing and smiling so much. Now, in the course of ATT history, I have been sent many a gift, none of which I've actually cherished or wanted. People love to send me some fucking truck. They absolutely do. And I think this was a real corker, a moment where producer Deb had decided to airmail me something that is still polluting my very cupboards. Here we go. Right, dear listener. I have just received a parcel in the post. And it says on it, it's Debbie's handwriting, do not open until you record an ATT on the 2nd of August. I mean, if this is a shit in a fucking Tupperware, I don't know what to do. Should I be opening this stuff? Anyway, here we go. Oh my God, what is that? What is that? Okay. I'm looking at a tin of tuna and mayo. Plant-based protein snack. Tuna? How's tuna plant-based? Tuno and mayo. Tuna. What is it? It's an alternative that's good for the world. In a fucking tin can? Look, I've still got it. How hideous is that? And it says on it, best before. Oh, it went off in January 2024. I'm going to open it. Fuck it. Why not? Shall I see if it smells of tuna? Oh, God. Oh, it's like cat food. Oh. Oh, in for a penny, in for a pound. Let me get a spoon. Come on, fuck it. So, dear listener, this went off 2.5 months ago. Oh, my God. It looks so vile. What's it got in it? Just so I know that I'm not going to be absolutely poisoned. What's it made of? Soya? How have they got soya and vinegar to smell like cat food? Here we go. Oh, God. Oh, Deb, it's vile. Oh, that's not the texture you want. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's so vile. It's chewy. No. Chewy tuna. How vile. I'm just wiping the tea towel that I got in the last best episode. I'm just wiping myself down with it. Oh, my God. It was like a vegetarian sausage that had been fermented and chopped up with a bit of, like, fish flavour. It's a no from me. Pardon me. God, it's repeating on me.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are some calls in ATT history that are gateway drugs that allow people to feel like they can finally share their truth. And this call from season 9 really helped shape the whole of season 9, most of season 10, and a bit of season 11. This is the first ever words I never thought I would say in my professional career. The first ever dead bird call.
Hi, Scotty. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. The most horrendous thing's just happened. I've just strangled a pigeon to death. I went to the bins and I saw it and I thought, good God, you're not in a good way. And then I came back to the bins 10 minutes later and it still hadn't died. And I just thought, shit, what am I going to do? And then I don't know what happened, but suddenly I found myself with my hands around its neck and I was trying to wring it to death and it wouldn't go. I had 3 goes on it. And then I asked these 2 men, I said, can you come and help me? And they said, no, we don't do that. And I said, you probably eat chicken nuggets. And they told me they were vegetarians and they wouldn't help. And then I didn't know what else to do. So I just sort of gave it one more bash at it and just put it on the floor and ran away. And I really hope it's dead.
That really did become the moment of which there was, well, I think the collective noun for a group of crows is a murder. And wow, didn't the murder come through? Hundreds of stories. We got to moments in production meeting where I was like, no more bird death calls. I have no more responses into how somebody killed a pigeon, a seagull, a blue tit, a red tit. I don't care if it was a finch. It just became this like gateway drug for people to go, I also have something I need to get off my chest. I felt like a Catholic priest. My God, they were all coming forward, telling me the ins and outs of their ins and outs. People, I mean, some of you were murdering in quite the elaborate way. I must say, before we got any like complaints or anything about this, this wasn't people who were actively going out to like murder a bird. It's like they found a bird in massive distress. This was kind of the string of all the stories. Found a bird in massive distress. Like, not a way that this bird was going to be saved. And all thought, the best thing I can do is kill this bird. It just so happens that hundreds of you that listen to this podcast all had the same experience, except for me. I started to think, am I the only one? And then I started to see dead birds in my neighbourhood, and I thought, this is getting too much now. So we backed off the bird death narrative. But that very much was the moment that sort of turned the corner for everybody to come forward. Let's move on whilst we still can, whilst we haven't been shut down by the RNIB. Oh, is that the blind people? Hang on, is that the blind people or the birds? Are in the Royal National Institute for the Blind... RSPB, before the blind people get very angry at us, before the Royal Society for Protection of Birds goes through the annals and starts finding out where you all live, let's move on to another lawbreaker. Let's speak to our friend, the carer, who had a bit of an altercation with the police not so long ago.
Hello, Scotty. And all the crew down at the pub. Welcome back from your spring break. You've been missed. It's nice to have us down the pub again. Welcome, as I say, welcome back. My spring break was interesting. I got arrested and I have been charged for criminal damage. That's not them now. I'm out walking doggy. I'm sharing now for the first time, really. Not many people know. I guess I'm finally seeing the fucking humour in it all and just the absolute delusional ridiculousness of it. I basically had a rare night off, a Saturday night, and there's a lovely night over at the Eagle, which is on every bi-monthly or something. It's SOS, Save Our Souls. We had such a giggle, and she got very, very drunk. She went out with the complete attention with a pink spray can to do some stenciling mad work. But luckily enough, the stencil broke and I lost that. And all I had was a spray can when I walked out the pub. I basically sprayed on the MI5 building, fuck the Tories and eat the rich, all the way along the black hoarding. Anyway, drunken delusion, police cars only pulls up to me, stop there, stand still, blah, 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 blah. And I just put my hands up to everything. I was like, yeah, that was me. He goes, you've been caught on camera. What are you doing? Let me search you. And at that point, I was still blasé and fucking complete in my delusionally white fucking privilege and being quite lippy. And he pulled out these black rubber gloves from my pocket, which I'd had taken out for me to use as spraying. And he'd already been like, where have you been? What you've been doing? And I was like, I'm in a gay bar. Been to a gay bar. Been in Vauxhall. And then when he pulled the rubber gloves out, he goes, what are you using these for? And I was like, oh, I was at a fetish party, fisting. And he goes, you know, oh, a bit kinky like that. And at that point, he said, I feel threatened. And he put me in handcuffs. I just listened back. My conditions off the bail, which made me laugh, is that I am not allowed to carry paint in public.
Only the carer. Only the carer. I mean, it's, you know, we don't advocate crime here, but if you're going to do it like that. There was something which I found really beautiful about this, because once we published this call and we spoke about, like, are we allowed to share this? But yeah, we felt like it was the right thing to share because there was some remorse, some remorse, but the intention we all still believe with about this government. But once we put the episode out, we got a message from a listener to say, the carer, is this the carer's handwriting? A listener had gone past the hoarding the next morning and seen it and thought, wow, that looks great on the site of MI5. took a picture of it. Not just one, a whole series of pictures of it, for which then we were able to share with the carer, who was very pleased because there was no documentation of his work. So we were able to turn that drunken night out in Vauxhall into a community art project. It's the beauty of connecting people. What can I say? Absolutely connecting people. Oh, God. I think, you know, the thing that I love about the carer is just like the absolute honesty that we have always been given from the carer. There's a truth to life, which if the dead bird call was able to like allow people to phone up and to share their dead bird story, well, I think the carer has done a lot to talk about the complexities of loving somebody that you care for, the complexities of loving somebody who is having palliative end-of-life care, the complexities of the things you think and you feel in those moments. And so I think we'll always forever be grateful for that absolute harsh, brutal honesty that has taught us so much in this place. Let's move on to another regular, somebody who's dipped a toe in and out, in very, very glamorous locations, usually on the Iberian Peninsula. Oh, yeah, that means Spain and Portugal and Catalan and all of that bit. Is our Maggie. And this story, we've had a fair few from Maggie. And I think, Maggie, you've lived a fucking life, because even at season 10, season 11, she's pulling out A-class stories. And this, I think, has got to be one of my favourite. Here's Maggie telling us about her friend in Spain.
Hi, Scotty. This is Maggie calling from Spain, just outside Barcelona. And I'm just calling you with a funny little tale from here about one of my students. I teach English here. And one of my students, who's now in his 60s, told me that when he was about 16, his parents decided to send him to England to learn English. He has got a very common name here in Catalonia, which is Jordi, which means George. So off he goes to Newcastle. First day in class, he's 16 years old, and they start taking the register and they say, give us your first name. So he says, my name is Jordi. And then give us your second name. And he said, which is quite a typical name here, Bastard. Well, they say Bastard. So he says, my name is Jordi Bastard. And the teachers fell to the ground laughing. They could not believe that somebody could have the name of Geordie Bastard. First day in class in Newcastle. I thought it was really funny. Bye!
And you can hear there in the background a live audience. We've been really lucky to do a few live shows where the aim of the game really was to be able to meet you. So many of you were saying like you'd love to do a live version, you'd love to meet each other. And it was such a warm, beautiful experience. And as you can hear there, people rolling around the floor laughing at each other, at themselves. Sometimes people were in the audience who had called up and you could see they were like, oh, absolutely mortified, that's me. And it was just really beautiful to meet people, and people again having these really profound experiences with each other, which was really, really lovely. This call from Maggie, I think it almost got a standing ovation. People were rolling around the floor laughing at Jorge Bastard. It's just so beautiful that he was also sent to Newcastle. Chef's kiss. Delicious, delicious work. Maggie, wherever you are, I think you might be off of the Iberian Peninsula. Thank you so much for all of your contributions to this space. Someone who was a bit later to the party, but the moment that Ira walked into the room, I was like, I know the assignment. I know how this works. I've got this. But I think Ira for a long time was like our friend in Belgium or our friend in Ghent. And Ira was like, no, not having that. My name's Ira. And whilst we were like in this mode of people sending us these beautiful audio postcards from across the world, people sharing with us the sounds of beaches, we're hearing bells in Venice, we're hearing people order ice creams in like British seaside towns. Well, Ira's version of this was to send us a crafted symphony.
Hi, Scotty. This is Ira from Belgium. The last time I called you said that my music box sounded like a vibrator, so you gave me this nice little idea to say welcome to the new season, Scotty. Here we go. Let's see.
One. There's part of that which I've only actually realised sounds a bit like Big Ben. If you replay that, Debbie, it sounds like Big Ben. I'll do it over the top. It goes. Look, let's see if we can hear it again. Sounds like Big Ben. Imagine having Big Ben have a go at you. Yes, please. Ben, if you're listening, you know where to find me at After the Tone POD on the Instagram. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for allowing us to walk down memory lane with you. And I hope it like brought you back to those times and those places. And perhaps if you were like, actually, I only ever joined in from like season 9. I don't know what happened before. Maybe that gives you a little taste, a little bit of flavour in more ways than one of what lies in that archive. It's all up there. You could all give it a good old listen. We know that like people message me all the time, they're like, I'm just on my re-listen cycle 3, like people who've gone through it 3 times, because I think it's just that sort of thing that you can come back to and listen to, and it's just very bizarre and very peculiar. But I think what it does is it puts you back into those places where you were when you were listening to this, and it kickstarts those memories and some of those friendships that you made through the pub. So listen, that's your lot. It was quite the mince, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it. My face is so hurting from laughing so much. So many beautiful, beautiful memories there. Moments I've forgotten and others that I'm actually glad that I did forget. They're etched into my brain. Colin, not Colin's aunt, naked, tied to a bed. Remember to share the love. Bring your pals in on the act. Find us at After the Tone POD on the Instagram. There's an extensive catalogue of very silly bits of content and old memories on there. We'll be back soon with a final orders special, gathering some familiar voices from the past few years in one place to get the gossip on their loves and their lives. So keep your ear to the ground for that. Remember that ATT Spirit lives on. Debbie and I are making bits and bobs. Debbie's got a wonderful series with that Jake Shears of Scissor Sisters fame, Queer the Music. Get that on all the lovely places that you listen to the podcasts. Also from me, self-help. You can listen to me wander nature or talk about mental health. And listen, the show's not over, and to the fat lady listens to the sound of her own voice again. I will leave you with this outro from me from season 5, which hopefully just gives you a bit of an idea of what this place has given to me. I guess I want to say thank you, actually, because I mean, as much as I've just given out there about waking up at the crack of dawn to write the script for this and do all this, that and the other for it, it gives me a lot of fucking laughter. It allows me to feel seen in ways that I think perhaps the things that you call up and you say that you feel this space gives you, just know that I get that twofold, tenfold, twentyfold. So thank you. Thanks for making me laugh over the last few months. Thanks for showing me the way, giving me a giggle, and making me realise that I've got a whole bunch of... Don't get emotional, Scotty. I've got a whole bunch of friends out there, and as somebody who lives with loneliness... Somebody, oh wow, who knew?
with someone who experiences loneliness and feeling very isolated from this world, it's lovely to feel like you've got a bunch of mates out there who just also know, who also get it, who also feel equally disjointed from everything that is thrown at us. So thanks.
After the Tone is produced by Debbie Kilbride, Vice Producer Tim Bano, Assistant Producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.